you're so beautiful. You're the truth, and you do it all so natural. You're so strong, and you show it anything. If you want it, it's yours. It's yours. You can have it all, yeah. Up early this morning, and I know God smiled on me. Ain't no time to sleep, no, no. I can't wait to start my day because I know it's gonna be beautiful like me. Hey you, you're so beautiful. You're the truth, and you do it all so natural. You're so strong, and you show it anything. If you want it, it's yours. It's yours.
You can have it all, yeah.
Hey you, you're so beautiful. You're the truth, and you do it all so natural. You're so strong, and you show it anything. If you want it, it's yours. It's yours.
You can have it all, yeah.
I look into my mirror, I love everything I see. Ain't no mistakes on me, no. I always remind myself there ain't no other me. Can't nobody else be. Hey you, you're so beautiful. You're the truth, and you do it all so natural. You're so strong, and you show it anything. If you want it, it's yours. It's yours.
You can have it all, yeah.
In studio. The weather is just kind of crazy here in Philly right now. One day it's going to be 70 degrees, the next week it's going to be 44. Wind is definitely here and blustery, so gotta bundle up out there. So we're gonna start the show talking about some exciting music news. Oh my god, so many icons are dropping the musical gems right now. So, of course, Saturday was a huge night for a day night for powerhouse music. So Adele had her first concert, live concert, in I think at least over 6 years on CBS. So she was singing some of her iconic classics as well as debuting some of the new songs for the first time publicly off of her new album, 30, which is being released this week. So this was so exciting. Her vocals were just fantastic. And of course, some of our listeners might remember a couple years ago, Adele actually had a battle with polyps on her vocal cords. Oh. And it was rumored that she might have to actually retire from singing. And can you imagine just the tragedy of us losing that amazing voice? Right? And that's actually something that a lot of singers deal with in the industry. It's almost like a carpal tunnel for the vocal cords, because if you're using any part of your body for an extended period of time, you can get inflammation. So, yeah, and so luckily she handled that situation and has new music coming out. Now, the concert was attended by the who's who of the celebrity world. All were invited personally from by Adele. That was a cross-section of friends and peers. So Lizzo was there front row. Melissa McCarthy, Leonardo DiCaprio, Drake was there, and Ellen DeGeneres and Portia, and lots and lots of celebs were there cheering her on. And Adele just looked absolutely breathtaking. She had this beautiful poofy bun, and her makeup was flawless, and she was wearing a beautiful black mermaid gown with poofy sleeves. If you missed it, you can catch the concert on YouTube. It's out there. Now, there was a little romance there in the evening. So apparently they had a concert beforehand for someone who wanted to propose, and this young gentleman won the contest and proposed to his girlfriend on stage, led her out blindfolded, and proposed marriage. And then Adele came out of the shadows, and they got to sit front row for the rest of the concert. So that was exciting. So, of course, her current single is Go Easy on Me, and now she just released a new single last night, I Drink Wine, which will be playing shortly. So the evening was also accompanied and kind of unofficially hosted by Oprah Winfrey. So previously, Oprah and Adele had sat down for an interview discussing Adele's divorce and their new relationship and just things that she had dealt with and learned through the divorce, and her reflecting on relationships and esteem and body image. And the interviews clips were kind of sandwiched in between the musical performances throughout the special on CBS. So an interesting point in the course of the interview, Oprah was talking about Adele's weight loss. And so in that segment in the interview, Adele was saying that when her marriage fell apart, that instead of throwing herself into drinking, she decided just to work out and throw herself into fitness, and she lost over 100 pounds. And then after she lost the weight, apparently a number of her plus size and curvy fans were throwing backlash at her, feeling that somehow Adele had abandoned them or betrayed them, and all this stuff. And Adele made the observation that it's not my job to give you body affirmation and esteem. And I mean, I've had a mixed reaction to this. Well, first of all, I feel a lot of people out there just need to chill out with the celebrities and this mindset that the celebrities owe us something, or that we have the ownership over these celebs. And like when you're using words like betray and abandon with people you don't actually know in your life,
No.
that's a little much and a little extra. But sadly, this is a thing here. Like a lot of times with these celebrities that are, fuller, plus size, whatever label you want to use, when they do lose weight, a lot of the plus size community will throw resentment at them, that somehow they did something wrong by losing weight and that they're betraying the movement. I mean, first of all, this person is walking in their own life and path. It's not about you, it's about them. You know, if you decide to lose weight, that's great if you're doing it for the right reasons. You know, if you decide not to lose weight, but you know, you're focusing on health regardless, that's fine too. That's your decision. You know, just like you wouldn't want somebody saying insensitive and judgmental comments to you about not losing weight. It's also wrong to try and shame and berate people for losing weight, you know? And just because, like, Ashley Graham experienced this too. She used to be a good bit larger, and then as she got more successful, she actually lost weight and then got more mainstream deal. So many felt like, oh, you use the plus size community to get there. Then once you're on the cusp of the next level, you lose weight and leave us behind. Look, she's making her choice that she wanted to do. You know, so should someone stay excessively overweight to make you feel better? That's a twist of thinking. And if we're about self-love and body positivity, and I said there is a lot of that, you wouldn't think so, but there is size shaming within the plus size community, which, you know, always has really frustrated me and why in a lot of ways I distance myself because I don't believe in that. You know, oh, you can't call yourself plus size. There actually will be groups out there saying you're not heavy enough to be in our group, or you don't call yourself this because you're too thin, and all this kind of stuff. Like, we need to get out of our own head about all that and just focus on, are we being uplifting? Are we being empowering? Are we living our best life personally? And trying to be the best to each other and stop going in on people just because they lost weight or didn't lose weight or what have you. That's no different than some, you know, a-hole guy. Like, we talked about this about a year ago when this basketball player that nobody had heard of randomly starts talking about Jill Scott. And her size, like, it's no different. But on the point with Adele saying that it's not her job to empower other people and to affirm your body image, I get that on one degree, but then on the other hand, you are a woman, you're a public figure. Oftentimes, sometimes people don't have positive role models in their immediate family or work life, or they're in transition. And we always look to artists and musicians for inspiration and motivation many times. And sometimes those people are also our role models. So I just feel too, she just didn't want to be harped at. And in one way, yeah, it's not her responsibility, but at the same point, when you are in a place of a lot of influence, I feel that it is responsible, while making your own choices and not apologizing for that, to use that platform to encourage people to feel good about themselves, which is what Adele has always done. But I get where she's coming from also when people are getting all over her back just because she decided to get her fitness on. Then you're basically feeling like, hey, leave me alone. But I don't think you should go as far as to say, it's not my responsibility to make you feel good about yourself. I feel it's all of our responsibilities to lift each other up in whatever way we can and help each other feel good about ourselves, whatever you know your job is. You know, if you can put something positive in somebody's spirit, yeah, why wouldn't you, you know? But who wants to be berated about losing weight and trying to make positive choices in their life? That's not a good thing. Now, in other music news. So we've been talking about this, you know, ongoing on the show, of course. Many of our guests, we've talked about the importance of artists owning their publishing rights and their masters. Well, Taylor Swift, she's been in the news a lot this past year, and we've talked about this from time to time on the show, that she was locked into a contract with her former manager, who then wasn't letting her out of the contract and sold the rights to all of her music without asking Taylor. And then on top of which, this a guy was so shady, on top of which, was trying to sue Taylor for performing all the songs at concerts and TV, and she's been in this big legal battle. So, Taylor, I have to throw my hat off to her, came up with a very creative solution to that, is that she had signed a new record deal with another company, but she still didn't own the masters to all her older material that made her a star. So she decided that she was going to re-record gradually all of her previous albums, but put some different material in it, you know, tweak it up a little bit. All right, and each album, it's called the Taylor version. So she sequentially is re-recording all of her albums and all her hits, but she's just reworking them a little bit. So she just released this past week the new version of her album Red, which initially was released in 2012. So it's already like at the top of the charts. And so it's, you know, the original music, but just reworked. So one of the first singles that she released was All Too Well. It's also a short film. It's beautiful. It's out there on YouTube right now. And it was directed by Taylor Swift and Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' wife. So, of course, it's very, very artistic. She looks beautiful. She's in all these different ball gowns. And then Red is, she has red lipstick and nails, and there's a lot of effects where different things turn red in the video. So now, she performed this song on SNL. So here's the little bit of brouhaha with that. So apparently this song, when it was released at the time, originally in 2012, was talking about her 3-month-long fling with actor Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, of course, he also has his famous sister, actress Maggie Gyllenhaal. So apparently, Jake is not too thrilled, because the lyrics of the song, which are very well written and just very reverent, discuss the problems of the relationship. And basically, yeah, she was 21 at the time they dated, and he was 29 and very established in his acting career and came from an upper crust family. And in the song, she basically talks about how he jerked her around and the unequal dynamics of the relationship, and that she was infatuated with him, and that he basically, in the song, she talks about how he dogged her out. And so she gave a very, I say, not only artistic, but passionate performance of this song on SNL this weekend, on Saturday. And everybody was buzzing about it afterwards, because the lyrics really, in a very clever, sophisticated way, go in, and it talks about when, you know, men emotionally push women around and leave them crying and, you know, mess with their heads and all that kind of stuff. And so now in the lyrics of the song, one of the things that they're buzzing about And the song opens up with talking about how he took this scarf of hers and gave it to his sister, and that she saw the scarf at her sister's house, his sister's house. And apparently there's actually a picture from years back, that's a rumor, of Maggie wearing this red scarf of hers. And then he never gave the scarf back. So Dionne Warwick, actually, of course, former guest of the show, Dionne's been real active on Twitter these past months in quarantine. So Dionne put her two cents in the pot and tagged Jake Gyllenhaal on Twitter telling her Jake to give back the scarf, and then if he didn't have enough money, she'd pay for the shipping. And apparently in the part of the lyrics of the song, she talks about that she was in the hotel bathroom and she runs into this actress who asks, hey, you know, what's been going on? Well, apparently that was based on an interaction she had with Jennifer Aniston. So now Jake Gyllenhaal, who's now in his 40s and he's dating a 25-year-old, some model, has come out that he really doesn't appreciate the song and he's a private person and blah, 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 and he doesn't like that this is all out there and blah, 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 and all this. But, you know, if you don't want these kind of things to come out, then treat people better. And she is an artist. I mean, the thing is, Taylor Swift is known for writing songs about all her exes. So that also kind of comes with the territory. And if you're going to dog somebody out, well, at some point they're going to talk about it. So, you know. But the videos are absolutely fantastic. So definitely check those out online. We're going to play that song as well shortly. And in other exciting music news, so we have new Maxwell music. So Maxwell just released a new single called Off. It has a bit of a Prince vibe to it, vocal styling. It's produced by his longtime co-writer and producer, Hod David. So now, this is also an exciting moment for Maxwell professionally, because he just announced, you know, many artists have been inking publishing deals with BMG. We talked in the last show that Tina Turner actually sold her whole catalog to BMG. Well, Maxwell has his songwriting and publishing company, Muse. And apparently he finally just got released from a record contract that he had signed with in the 90s. And so now that he's free from the record contract for the first time, Maxwell owns his publishing rights and all of his masters. So that is such an important accomplishment for all artists. You know, we talk about this all the time, the struggle that so many artists have had in getting their masters, because when they have their masters, that means they own the monetary rights to their music and how it's distributed and marketed. So, and then they actually then get more money from the sales of their music as well. So, you know, Taylor had to re-record all her music because she, you know, didn't have her masters with this bad deal she was in. And Maxwell alluded in a current article in Rolling Stone that it wasn't the best deal. And so now he's signed this new distribution deal where all of his music will be written and produced through his company, Muse Music, and distributed in partnership with BMG, which means he's going to get more coin from all that distribution percentage-wise and have total control over what happens with his music and how it's distributed. So say hats off to all these artists who are taking charge and setting wheels in motion to own their product, because that's so important. He also announced, it's very exciting, that he's going on tour with Anthony Hamill and Joe. So, yay! So they're going on tour in the spring. Now, that's going to be a phenomenal show. Tickets are on sale now. And Maxwell's going to be releasing a new album in the spring. So we've been waiting many years for that new album. So we got a new album from Adele after 6 years. It's been about, I think, 5 years since Maxwell released a new album. And Taylor Swift is just starting to release her new album. So we got lots of great music to dig into. So we're going to debut off. And I Drink Wine and Bet You Miss Me Now by Taylor Swift. So we'll be back after this new music break with more entertainment news, fashion, and recapping things going on in the world. So keep it locked into Style and Empowerment Chat with Lauren Friends Radio, and we'll be back after this.
Zone. Am I alone? I fear that you don't agree. Oh, do you believe, babe? Do you feel deceived, baby? Decisions like this are not meant to be made alone. Can I come through and see? Will you receive me? I'm shooting all my shots. I won't miss them, no. Oh, I'm giving all I got. Never ever let this go. Lemonade. I know you're here to set me free. Yeah, set me free. If you need your space, I won't invade. There's no need to rush this hastily. Silky thoughts, you got. a ball in your court. Tonight you're gonna be my boss, even if I take a loss. Yes, I'm shooting all my shots, I won't miss them. No, oh, I'm giving all.
Leaves falling down like pieces into place, and I can pick. Run of it all, 'cause you're all I've got left. better believe I'm trying to keep climbing. But the higher we climb, feels like we're both none the wiser.
And welcome back to Style and Empowerment Chat with Lauren Franz Jathinison. Amazing musical gems. So now let's talk about some of the big movies that are on the table. So this holiday season, well, here in the States, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving holiday, so we got all this good music to dig into, and there's some good movies. So the big movie that everybody is buzzing about and awaiting to come out in the fashion-loving world is House of Gucci. So this film is directed by Ridley Scott and stars Lady Gaga, Jared Leto, who with the makeup they have on him is unrecognizable, Adam Driver, Jeremy Irons, and Al Pacino. So it's the true story of the 1995 murder of Maurizio Gucci, who was shot outside of his Milan office. So Patrizia, his ex-wife, perpetrated the plot to murder Maurizio. And the film gives an inside look into the family that built the Gucci empire. So a lot of intrigue and fighting and jealousy and everything. So the film has been debuting in Europe over the past week, and more debuts coming up this week. So Lady Gaga has just been stunning the red carpets in a Valentino and Gucci and amazing fashion. So the other stars, and also Selma Hayek is in this film as well. This is the first film Selma Hayek's done in a while, so exciting to see her back on the big screen. So the stars have just been stunning the red carpet in their Gucci ensembles. And Lady Gaga also is currently on the December issue on the cover of UK Vogue, and she has a full article about the movie and just discussing her preparation process to play this really intriguing character. This film debuts on November 24th, just in time for the holiday. So I'm also really looking forward to all the fashion, and I know it's going to be fantastic. And it's funny, Jared Leto had said when he came on set, of course, when you said the previews of the film are out now, and so he's in this film, the character he plays, he's partially bald and has glasses, and they put all this prosthetic makeup on his face, and he's got a mustache and a gut. You literally don't even recognize him, which, I mean, that's really a credit to a talented makeup artist, where they can transform someone to an unrecognizable state. So he was so unrecognizable that Jared Leto had said when he showed up for his first day of filming and he went over to Al Pacino to say hi, Al Pacino didn't recognize him and just threw him some shade and ignored him. And it truly, in the trailer, he's unrecognizable, but this is going to be such a great film. Another film, or TV special, I should say, to dig into around the holiday. So for Harry Potter fans, you know, we're having a moment, so I'll bring back all the wizards and the Quidditch and the train. So believe it or not, time flies. Harry Potter is coming up on its 20th anniversary, so that makes me feel old. I'm not old, but it makes me old.
It's
20 years. Can you believe? I know, right? And they made so many sequels to that film and board games, and I mean, who would have thought it just turned into a multi-billion-dollar marketing industry? They have theme park rides, you know, off of Harry Potter. So, in celebration of the 20th anniversary, HBO Max is releasing a special that's dropping January 1st at midnight. So New Year's Day, all our Hogwarts aficionados. So the special is going to reunite the cast for the first time in over 20 years. And the special will also feature many of the stars who have played roles in the future films of the Harry Potter franchise, like Helena Bonham Carter, Ralph Fiennes, Gary Oldman, Jeremy Irons. So the special is going to be a combination of conversations and interviews with the stars, giving some behind-the-scenes insight, and just talking about their own experiences and stories filming it, and they're going to take you to sets, and, you know, so for those of you who are Harry Potter heads, this special is for you, and it's going on HBO Max. A month, I think they said 3 weeks before it drops on TBS and Comedy. I think they said Comedy Central. I know it's TBS. So for those of you who have your Hulu and digital TV packages, you know, you can dig on into this. So now another great movie that everybody is just eagerly anticipating is King Richard. So this movie is executive produced by tennis and just branding superstar icons Venus and Serena Williams. This is the first film that they've produced, and it's autobiography. So King Richard depicts the journey into tennis superstardom of Venus and Serena Williams, and, you know, pushed on by their father Richard and his extensive plans for their careers. Richard is played by Will Smith in the film, which is being released November 19th. So, of course, the Williams' father, back in the day when they were younger and in their early 20s, where he really had the firm hand in guiding their career, had kind of gotten a reputation for being a stage parent, you know, and being difficult and whatnot. But the thing is, rather to be, quote, a bit extra than non-present at all, and then your kids, you know, walk down an untoward path business-wise. So, and to raise champions, you have to be disciplined. Of course, with anything, there's a line of going too intense. But, you know, you don't reach the levels of Venus or Serena Williams by just being complacent and slacking. It's hard work, it's sacrifice, it's dedication, repetition, conditioning yourself. And, you know, that you have to be a dedicated and at times firm parent to bring that out of your children. So now, of course, Will Smith was just in Philadelphia last week. He's currently on his book tour, his new autobiography, Will. And so he did some musical performances as well. And DJ Jazzy Jeff was there on the ones and the twos, backing him up. So, really excited. Will has an act. I've been in a film in a minute with everything with quarantine and whatnot and COVID. So, I'm really excited just to get a window into the life of the Williams sisters. And I'm also really intrigued to see their film from a creative point of view, since this is their first time directing. Of course, both Williams sisters have successful fashion brands as well. So then that'll be really interesting to see and good content. And I'm sure the acting is going to be just fantastic. So we're going to take another musical break. And when we come back, let's talk about some more entertainment news going on. So keep it locked in to Style and Empowerment Chat with Lauren Friends Radio. And we'll be right back after this.
अपना नाम तो बता।
अरे नाम में क्या रखा है?
नींद ना आए,
जागते ख्वाब दिखाए,
चैन भी पास ना आए,
क्या है ये नशा?
हाय नूरी, तू बच के दिल लगा, ना तेरी, ना मेरी, है साली बेवफा। हाय नूरी, तू बच के दिल लगा, ना तेरी, ना मेरी, है साली
बेवफा। De familia. En otras noticias,
I imagine sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, though. Find a corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Given, it should be cherished like a ribbon in the sky, taking flight on a ride that you can't bring down. Oh, no. And if you see, like I see, you will realize it's just a dream that we're awakened and overtaken by the sea. My life is better with you in it. Hey, my world is better with you in it. My world is better with you in it. Yeah, my life is better with you in it. Yeah, my world is better with you in it. You send me up into heaven just like a rocket on a mission. It's a race to a place set in space where it won't come down. But if you see like I see, you'll be right there, right next to me. Oh, what a vision from my position. Oh, what a scene. My life is better with you in it. Hey, hey, 1,000 ways that I can spend it. Hey, hey, a happy day, ain't no pretending. Hey, hey, my world is better with you in it. In it, in it. Funny how did we get here? Yeah, round in circles, now we're here. I don't wanna go nowhere, I admit it. Yeah, my world is better with you in it. In it, in it. And if you ever were to go, oh, no, I'd risk it all to bring you home. Yeah, you're like a diamond, let it shine. You could be anywhere, but you're mine. You know whatever we go through, I'ma rock with you. Nothing can break us apart because my life is better with you in it. Hey, hey, 1,000 ways that I can spend it. Hey, hey, a happy day, ain't no pretending. Hey, hey, my world is better with you in it.
My world is better,
in it. Funny how did we get here? Yeah, round in circles, now we're here.
Welcome back to Style and Empowerment Chat with Lauren Friends Radio. So, People Magazine has crowned the newest, sexiest man alive for 2021, Paul Rudd. I was kind of surprised by that one. That kind of came out of left field. I was like, what? I mean, honestly, I feel that they've kind of been off with their picker the last few years. So, you know, the one year they did John Legend. I mean, I love me John Legend. He's amazing. And such, but he's not one of those where you look at like, like, oh my God, you know. I think Michael B. Jordan was one this year. I mean, he's another one where I'm kind of like, eh. You know, it's not like, oh my God, he's so, you're right?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's horrible looking, but he's just kind of there, you know? He kind of reminds me of that kind of nice guy down the street that you just say hey to, you know, on your way to run your errands. Not that you're like, oh, how can I get with him, you know, right? Red, I mean, he's a really good actor, and he's a very nice person, a good guy, but he's not what I'd say sex symbol. So I'm kind of intrigued what People Magazine is now using as the barometer for the sexiest man alive. Because back in the day, I mean, let's see, George Clooney was the sexiest man alive one year. Denzel Washington, Brad Pitt, you know. So I'm kind of like, well, what are they using for their pick? But I think, too, you're right, because they do this every year. There's only so many men in Hollywood and only so many that are attractive or what you would call like that over-the-top covetable looks on But I also always felt the whole idea of the sexiest man alive was kind of weird. Like, it's kind of redundant. If it's the sexiest man alive, period, well, then how is there another one? And all that stuff is subjective anyway, so what makes that person the sexiest man over somebody else? Everybody has lots of different tastes. And so he's the sexiest man alive, then what? Like, and, you know, but everybody's weighing in and chopping it up on that. So now another big entertainment news. Britney Spears was just released from her conservatorship after 13 years. So very happy and excited for her. So now, of course, on the way out, both her mother and father were trying to blackmail her and make her, her mom is a real piece of work. She wanted Britney to pay her $650,000 for the cost of the attorney fees for the conservatorship. And then it came out, and so apparently the inside tea on that is Britney and her mom aren't speaking. So the mom came by her house, I guess, you know, now that she knows Britney has control over her life, she still wants to kind of put her hand in there. And the mom and her sister had always acted like they didn't have anything to do with it, even though they were all making money off of Britney. Right? So it turns out somehow Britney got evidence to the fact that the conservatorship was her mother's idea. And she, yeah, and she was the one that suggested it to her father and was moving things behind the scenes to make the conservatorship happen, which I do feel at the beginning of it was necessary because Britney had had a successive nervous breakdown and she was unstable. And at that time, she needed it. But then as she went into therapy and got stronger and healthier, then she didn't anymore. And if after 13 years, someone's still in the same place, that's where you'd be looking from the outside. Well, what's going on with her therapy and the people taking care of her that she hasn't progressed in levels of healing to not need it? And then, of course, as the years went on, then all the family was doing all this stuff behind the scenes where it grew to a point where every single aspect of her life was under control. And people were monitoring her all the time. Her cards were taken away from her, ATM card. All these basic things that you just take for granted were all taken away from her. So apparently, Lynn Spears, her mother, saunters up to Britney's house over the weekend and knocks on the door, and Britney wouldn't let her in the house. But you can't blame her. Like, the trust isn't there. And how the mom thought she could just sashay in there and manipulate her after putting her in this prison. Because it evolved from being a conservatorship and protecting her to being a prison. How Britney is going to say, "Hey, Mom, what's up? Come on over, you know? This is amazing. Good to see you." So she's making plans to marry her boyfriend, and it came out on social media and just said how much she appreciated the support of the Free Britney movement and the documentary, which her fans did save her life and put so much pressure that it gave Britney leverage to talk to the judge and ultimately get released out of this just suffocating inhuman legal agreement. So getting back to what we were saying with Councilman David, you know, your voice matters when people come together with a positive goal. you know, a lot can be accomplished and you can directly impact somebody else's life. So now Brittany's talking about releasing a new album, which is exciting. We haven't, and I'm thinking she's probably going to be going back out on the road in the next couple of months. She said she really misses performing. But Brittany stopped making music and performing just out of protest, because before they were forcing her to perform, and she didn't want to perform or release music until she was out of this controlling dynamic. So thankfully now she is. So everybody's kind of waiting to see what her next moves are. Right now I think she's just enjoying her humanity and freedom and just basic things. But there's rumors that in the next weeks that she's actually going to be suing all of her family. And it's just so sad, especially now going into the holidays. You know, she's on the outs with all of her immediate family because, you know, they all betrayed her and disrespected her. So when you do things that bad, how do you ever get that trust and comfort level? Because basically they were holding her prisoner. So, you know, how's she ever going to feel safe? And it's very traumatic. She's putting on a very strong face right now, but you know that strength is covering up a lot of trauma and disappointment and anger for what she's had to unfairly endure. Now, in other entertainment news, so, of course, about a week ago, week and a half ago, there was the Astro World Festival, headlined by Travis Scott and Drake and some other artists. And it's been widely reported and in the news that there were over 300 injuries at that concert. And now the total death toll has risen to 10 concert goers, apparently there's over 750 million proposed new lawsuits against Drake, Travis Scott, and the concert promoter Score Music. So it was very badly run, and security was not doing its job. And of course, the artists were encouraging mosh pits and hyping the crowd up, which was at full capacity. And the crowd basically rioted and stomped each other, and multiple concert goers died, and people were pushing the EMTs and the cops. And obviously there was not enough safety precautions happening at that concert. And what everybody is also upset about is the fact that Travis Scott didn't use his power and influence to stop the rioting. He just kept performing. And apparently the conditions were mounting during Drake's set as well, because Drake performed before Travis Scott. And so apparently they're also coming after Drake because he didn't do anything to acknowledge what was going on or calm the crowd. So now this is also having ramifications from a branding point of view, because of course Travis Scott, who is dating Kylie Jenner, I think they have a kid together. So he also has a sneaker line and some athletic wear. Well, apparently he's just about to launch a new sneaker collection with Reeboks. Well, Reeboks has put that on the shelf and pushed it back with no, you know, with timeline in response to everything that happened with the concert. And everybody also is just coming after Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner, because they felt that they didn't really take the whole situation seriously or evoke a substantial level of empathy and concern for the victims and the families. And it's also having a rebound effect on Kylie Jenner. She just released a swimwear collection, which is tanked, and people are just criticizing the quality, but a lot of people are coming out on social media saying that they are throwing out all of their Kylie Jenner beauty products and encouraging other people to do the same. There have been many stores that have pulled Travis Scott's sneakers from their store. Stores are starting to do the same with Kylie Jenner. Of course, Kris Jenner, who's all about the coin, is apparently all panicked about the future of Kylie's brand and all this stuff. If Kylie Jenner never sells another lick of anything, she's all right. She's going to be okay. She's worth $1 billion. She's not struggling, you know. And then she has the ongoing residuals from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But, you know, it's Kris Jenner saying, hey, let's donate money to the families, or let me create a fund or something like that. No. She's just like, oh my God, my cash cow is affected. What are we going to do now? Hey, guys. So, which really doesn't help the situation. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all unfolds, because people are just pretty fed up, you know, with this whole situation. And this sadly isn't the first time that there have been fatalities at concerts. And I feel there really needs to be more safety precautions, especially at these festival type concerts that, you know, bring in large amounts of crowds. I remember years ago when I went to Live Aid, the second one, in Philly. This was maybe about 12 years ago. So Destiny's Child was still together in Linkin Park. And Jay-Z and Linkin Park had just released that song together. I think it was Numb, right? Which was like, it was such a big song. So the Live Aid 2, because of course the first one was in the 80s, it was streaming from Philadelphia, the Art Museum, and then also I remember, I think, Wembley Stadium in London, and one or two other stadiums around the world. And of course they say on the website, oh, you can't bring this and you can't bring that, and you know, public conduct and this and that, but then you're there, cops aren't doing anything. They're just there like it's just a beautiful summer day, hey, I get to hear all this great music, and they're all just kind of standing around. They said on the website, oh, no drugs, no alcohol, no this, no that, blah, blah, blah. People are there smoking pot right in front of the cops. They're there with bottled alcohol and drinking. People started fighting. I remember Lionel Richie came out. That was the 4th of July concert. That's right. Sorry. I'm mixing up concerts. But I remember, like, some of the artists came out with the main stage, and they show the footage on the news, and having been there, I'm like, look, it was different than what they show on the news. On the news, oh, everybody's getting together and jamming and having a great time. And I'm like, yeah, and off to the right during that film footage, these people were running around in circles and fighting and shoving each other and stuff, and the cops weren't doing anything. I feel like a lot of times at regular concerts, the security is better. But when we get to these big festivals where there's multiple stages, people just aren't having enough safety and security checks, which leaves way for this kind of stuff. I never think it's a good idea for these artists to be really inciting people to just kind of get violent and whatnot. I mean, you go to a concert to jump around and have a good time, but when it gets to when people are throwing things and pushing each other and everything, the artist, you're like the conductor, right? You're the leader. People listen to you. There are many artists who have stepped up to the plate in that regard. You're standing on the stage. You have a broad vision, a broad view. You need to be responsible as a performer of what's going on, because you can, first of all, it's just the right thing to do, but second of all, you know, you can be liable, so it's not cool. So I'm also interested to see how this is gonna really, over the long term, as these lawsuits come to court and we see how it evolves, the effect it's going to have with how promoters and producers execute their concerts, and need to be more accountable and responsible for the safety of the people attending the concerts. But also, we have to take responsibility. You know, act right. You know, when you're out of control and out of pocket, don't go to a concert shoving people and kicking them and acting all kinds of wild and a fool. People want to enjoy themselves too. Nobody wants to die at a concert or be injured. That's not cool. You know, you have to take responsibility for yourself as a concert goer, because it's not just about you. It's everybody's experience, you know? So we're going to take another musical break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some beauty and fashion news, and some new brands launching, and some trends for the fall. So keep it locked in to Style and Empowerment Chat with Lauren, friends, and just kick back with some lifting music, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you.
matter how hard I've tried, I just can't say goodbye, goodbye. And lose it. No matter how I try, I just can't say goodbye and lose it.
I'm a loveaholic for you. Plus the fact that my love is dope. You got me hooked, I got you sprung. Now add that up, and you're my love drug. I'm your love drug. You're what I need, and I'm your pusher man.
You're pure as snow from Colombia. You keeps it tight for me like Ziplocs, and I get sky high when we live a lot, and you get sky high when we live a lot. So you search for me with a flashlight in the daylight, 'cause I'm your get right. So no one serves you up, girl, like I can. I'm your Mr. Midnight pusher man.
My weakness. keeps me thinking. Got me lost and turned out.
Raheem Devon jam. So now, speaking of the guys and keeping your skin all lovely and fabulous, we have two male music stars jumping in to the beauty game. So Harry Styles, who of course has one of the biggest hits of this past year, Watermelon Sugar High, and is dating actress and film producer Olivia Wilde, just announced that he is launching a new beauty brand November 29th called Pleasing. So it will have two skincare serums, one of which is a dual action eye serum, and so he's also going to be releasing several pearl inspired nail polishes, and it's a gender neutral brand inspired by the beauty products he uses in his own routine. So it's going to be interesting. I always wonder when these stars jump into these beauty lanes, how much training and education did they dive into? But, you know, Harry Styles has quite an eclectic style. Kind of reminds me of a young Elton John during his Benny and the Jets years. So he's talked a lot recently that when he first rose to fame with One Direction, that really was kind of finding himself, and he didn't really get and understand at that young age with this kind of celebrity status also comes the power to have businesses and to impact other people's lives. So it'll be interesting to see also from a marketing point of view, since it's a gender neutral line, the choices that the company makes insofar as models and branding and the promotion of the line. So, and now another music icon that has stepped into the skin and healthcare line and beauty is Pharrell Williams. Of course, Pharrell Williams has produced so many hits for artists like Britney Spears. He did her song Boys and Toxic. Of course, he had his group N.E.R.D. With their song Beautiful, and a whole bunch of other hits. He, of course, produced Blurred Lines for Robert Thicke. So he's been the musical mastermind behind a lot of big musical hits, but of course Pharrell also has been known for many years that he just seems to be in a time warp and for ages, and just always has amazing skin. So he just released a new, this is really interesting, it's kind of all vegan. The name of his brand is called Human Race, and it's a skincare collection, a three-piece skincare collection, and includes all of all of his products, interesting enough, are not soap-based. So he had said that, you know, he feels soap and a lot of the products in soaps dry out the skin. So his collection includes a rice powder cleanser, a lotus enzyme exfoliation, and a humidifying cream, which all work together to exfoliate, nourish, and hydrate the skin. Now, the full set, which is meant to be used together, you can buy it individually, but all three pieces only cost $100. That's pretty economical as like luxury brand skincare goes. And now the brand is also launching two body bars, which are so pretty. So the one body bar is a white clay body bar and a charcoal body bar. Now, I have to say that I endorse a lot of these charcoal-based beauty products because I had tried this foot exfoliating mask a couple weeks ago that was charcoal-based. So I saw the commercial that, oh, you just rub it on your feet and put yourself your feet in this plastic bag, and then all of a sudden I was just, you know, all your calluses are just supposed to fall off. And of course, if you work on your feet all the time, you're going to get calluses. So I thought, well, you know, let me try this. So I picked up one of these charcoal foot exfoliating masks, actually, at the drugstore. I'll just try it. So on the instructions, it says that it takes a couple days for it to actually start working. I tried it skeptically because I thought, well, it's only like $3 or so. So if it doesn't work, you know, who cares? I only spend $3. So I lathered up my feet and put them in the little bag, and well, here goes. Have my little glass of wine, and I thought, you have to have those self-care spa days, you know. So next day nothing happens. I'm like, oh, that was a hack, you know, right? Well, but about 3 days after I did the foot mask, my skin started to peel on the bottom of my feet. So, you know, I peel it off, and underneath it was so soft. So sequentially, for about the next 2 weeks or so after I used this charcoal foot mask, all the skin on my foot, like not only my foot, but my ankles, the bridge of my foot, like all started peeling off. And underneath was all this soft skin. I was amazed. Like, this stuff really works. I couldn't remember the time where my feet were that soft and callus free. I'm like, this is amazing. And I literally had to see it for myself. So, you know, charcoal-based products really are good for the skin. It's a nice, natural, non-abrasive exfoliant. So I think it's really cool that these guys are jumping into the skincare market. I mean, there's a lot of competition nowadays. So if you're going to try and make your foot, no pun intended, in the market, you have to be coming with something different and unique. But I think it also sends a good message when you have male-owned skincare and beauty lines, because You know, there's a little unfair stigma out there that, oh, if you moisturize and lotion and take care of yourself, that, oh, that means you're girly and you're feminine, which is really a bunch of nonsense, because at the end of the day, our skin is our biggest muscle in our body, and you have to take care of your skin, and especially in the winter time, you can get so dry so easy. That, you know, you have to exfoliate and moisturize, and that's just part of good basic care. And also, you know, if your face is in check, you have better pictures, you just feel good, and there's nothing wrong with taking that extra time to take care of yourself. And also, it's a good way to de-stress, you know, that time that you're spending each night or each morning just kind of moisturizing your face, scrubbing your face. You just think, having a few minutes of quiet time before you start your day. You're at the end of your day, and you feel good afterwards. You know, it's those little things and moments you take for self-care can make a big difference in your mentality and just throughout your day, especially if you have a lot of stress going on in your life. So, you know, pat yourself. You know, get that exfoliation going, gents. Yeah. And everybody likes some nice, soft, good-smelling skin. So now, of course, we are now, hard to believe the holidays are right around the corner. It's just gone by so fast. But, you know, everybody, it's crazy. Like here in the States, it's out of control. They're already talking about Christmas, and some of the stations are doing nonstop Christmas music already. And I'm like, can we have Thanksgiving first? Literally, it was a day after Halloween, and all the stores were putting up their Christmas decorations. It's crazy. But it's nice that now that there's will be a lot of fun things to do. And so, of course, we still want to mask and distance and be responsible, so we don't have like last Christmas where the governor shut everything down. So let's, you know, still be responsible, but looking forward to seeing all the lights and everything. So now, in fashion news, so let's talk about some of our fashion trends that are big for the fall and winter 2021 season. A lot of this stuff is just kind of crazy because thinking, yeah, right, well, I went through this the first time in the 90s. But a lot of these trends, sometimes you can't just do it just straight on what they show. You gotta kind of tweak it up with your own personal style and for your own body type. And some of these styles, I'm just kind of like, eh, you know. But again, you gotta do what works right on you. So, some of the big trends this season, going into the winter, which we're right around the corner. So they're bringing back bomber jackets for women. Of course, this was a big trend in the 90s in both the punk scenes and the hip-hop scenes. You had a lot of the rappers and the hip-hop videos wearing the bomber jackets with the denim shorts and the combat boots, you know. So they're bringing back the bomber jackets for women. And crop cardigans are coming back again. You know, last winter they were showing cropped sweaters too. But I feel if you're going to do the crop sweater, then you want a higher waisted pant. Now, crop sweaters are also cute over dresses as well. The trench coat, that's a big fashion must have, but that's a staple. But, you know, I always like to switch up a trench coat with some bold color. You don't have to just stick to your traditional black or tan. You know, a pretty pink trench coat, a red is always striking. So now fringe is coming back. It's all about the fringe. Of course, Paris Hilton just got married this past week. She was wearing a beautiful Oscar de la Renta gown, and she actually did five dress changes during her wedding reception. She had a short tutu dress and this big frou-frou princess gown. And then she had this one shoulder gown that had all this fringe and sequins on the one side. So fringe is definitely the thing going into this winter and spring. Now, another trend that's back is geometric cutouts with dresses. So, you know, revealing skin in certain patches. Lady Gaga actually was rocking this trend for the London premiere of the House of Gucci. She had a one-shoulder black long cutout gown, and then it had a high slit. So the geometric cutouts are definitely a big trend right now for evening wear. And then they're bringing back the bohemian florals for spring. Everybody likes a good floral, but I think too the cut and accessorizing is important so that it doesn't look too dowdy. Oversized blazers, it is a big trend right now. I'm not really a fan of this trend. You have to be very careful with this proportion-wise that it's not too oversized. Because if you're petite and very thin, if you're in this huge, frumpy, oversized blazer that's like a bag, you can get lost in there and say, where is she? She disappeared. But then also, if you're plus size and, you know, a larger woman, just a big oversized blazer can make you look bigger. So tailoring is always important. Puffer sleeves is back. You know, and then the shoulder pads and the big romantic sleeves. This can be cute if it's executed right. But of course, everything's about proportion. If you're loose on top, you want to be fitted, you know, on the bottom and vice versa. So if you're wearing a puffy sleeve top, make sure that you wear a fitted bottom. So that way, visually, it creates like upside down triangle, and the eye, when they're looking at you, you know, will go across and down, and as opposed to having a big billowy skirt and a big poofy sleeves, and you just look like a tarp of fabric. So, you know, proportion and balance is always important. Again, wide pants, same thing there. With plus size women, we have to be careful not to go too wide on the pant leg and too flowy, otherwise it makes us look wider, and we don't want to pair a drapey top with wide pants. You know, then you want to have a fitted structure up top. Pastels are one of the big trend colors, so bright pink. Hot pink is a really big trend. And, you know, hot pink can be really fun, especially around the holidays, and put it with some sparkly jewelry or velvet pant or even like a denim jean. But you have to be careful with the tone of hot pink, making sure you're getting the right tone that's flattering for your skin tone, because otherwise it can kind of wash you out depending on the undertones in your skin. Pastels, same thing here, you know. Pastels are a big trend color this holiday and winter, but you want to make sure that you don't pick a pastel that's too light for your skin tone, that it washes you out. If you're fair, you want to go for a slightly deeper tone of the pastels, you know, the pinks, the blues, the purples. Now, if you have a medium to darker skin tone, well, then of course you can do the lighter tones, because that's going to pop against the richness of your skin tone. Now, chunky heels and boots and loafers are back. Again, this was definitely a 90s throwback, because 90s was all about those combat boots and the platform heels and the chunky heels. So they pair well with a wide leg pant. But again, you don't want it so chunky that it just looks really heavy on your feet or that it's uncomfortable to walk in. But a good chunky heel can be fun. And too, with the evening wear, a chunky heel can be nice because it gives you more support than your stiletto. Vests are not like this is earth-shattering, you know. Vests are back. But again, like with vests, that's another thing you have to be careful with where it falls on the hip. Because if you're petite, you don't want the vest to be too long because then, you know, you lose your torso there. But vests are nice to layer with both pants and skirts. And sweater vests are a big trend right now, kind of the long, long oversized sweater vests. But you can pair those nicely with a tee or a turtleneck and a maxi skirt or some skinny jeans. And voluminous sleeves, the big romantic sleeves are back, just like the puffy sleeves. But again, you know, you want to be careful that you're pairing it with a more contoured silhouette on your bottom so that you're not kind of just engulfed in fabric. Now, this is a trend that I'm really surprised by. So white knee boots are the one of the it shoes this winter. So that's kind of like a 1960s go-go boot throwback. So the white boot is having a moment right now, and they're showing a lot of white patent leather. So that can look nice with a black tight and a little mini skirt, a trench coat. That's a cute little moment. And then bubblegum pink and tiger prints are coming back. I love a good tiger print. And a sequins, of course, they're always good for the holiday, but they're showing a big round, like the disco ball sequins, like the big round disc. So that's the sequin trend right now. But it's a good sequin piece can take you from a day tonight. It's always good to have a couple sparkly standby pieces and like shimmery fabrics in your wardrobe, not just for holiday time, you know, just going out, or even as in the summertime, you know, you put a little sparkly top with a crop jean and a little slide and heel, and that'll take you from a club to a party, you know. So never a wrong time to have some shimmer in your wardrobe. So I hope everyone has a fantastic week. We'll be off for the holiday next week, but we will be rerunning one of our Thanksgiving episodes. So for those of you out there celebrating Thanksgiving, we wish you a peaceful and happy and joyous holiday. For those of you out there who are celebrating the holiday this year without some of your loved ones, like myself, I send out prayers and just request that we all just send out some love to those who don't have their families with them this season. Wishing you an amazing day. We're going to take you out with some more music, and we'll be back next time with more fashion, more entertainment, and empowerment. Make each day impactful, and we believe in you, and have a fantastic and empowered day.
Turn up. up bad on the beautiful dream. Cheat, how'd you put up with it? Just like I love, man, I need love, but you're so far away. You put it on me, play it so lonely, there's got to be a way.
I want you back, I need
more than need, all the need and don't have you thought about me.
All the trouble we used to give you and my baby.
Rappers, let's go.
Baby, I had to stop for a second on the balcony. Scoping you down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks. And that ain't right. I thought you can't handle it on your own. But you're too damn fly to drink all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on. Don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a sip, kinda got you feeling dizzy. So right, so right, give me the so right. Smelling all good, it's getting hot in the room. All pressed on you, and I know you feel it too. And that's alright. Pardon me, I'ma back up and be a gentleman. And if it's really real, then you can tell me where. And that's when she pulled me close and said, do it again. Come on.
Don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a sip, time to let you get busy. It's alright, it's alright with me. If it's alright with you, oh, yeah. Don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a sip.
White, stop procrastinating. You my boo-boo. Life's like masturbation. You gotta do you. The world is cold, but you provide heat. I'm like an easy test, mama. Why cheat? Peep the chain. Can't glow right in the hoop. Yeah. Ghetto star, so I'm polite to the groupies. You know? Even if you Ray Charles, you gon' see chips. Shh. Don't talk, it's the remix.
Come on, come on, John. Yeah.
It's all right, you know.
Relax your mind, babe.
You came out to enjoy yourself.
It's on you and nobody else.
Trouble with me, baby.
Don't talk.
yeah. Don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a sip, kinda got you feeling busy. It's alright, it's alright with me. It's alright with you.
Wouldn't want it, babe. It's alright, cause there's no one quite like you.